It's Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in our Dark Island skies and in the massive universe around our tiny planet. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips for his expertise and welcome him back now. Hey, Christopher, how are you? What's going on?
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. So this week, stargazers look out for the bright planets of Venus and Mars. They're still gracing us with their presence and should be seen in the southwest after sunset. We start the new year with a moon that it's on its way to becoming full towards the end of the week. This, of course, means stargazing is going to be a little tricky at the weekend.
I understand you have a story about a big discovery from a little telescope.
Indeed, I do. One of the smallest astronomical observatories in Hawaii has recently produced the largest map of the galaxy to date. The telescope is Pan-STARRS atop Haleakala, and it has spent 4 years producing this incredible piece of work. But rather than just being a pretty picture of the galaxy, this map could have far-reaching implications for the safety of planet Earth.
That sounds pretty dangerous. What is going on?
Well, Pan-STARRS was built with a very important purpose in mind, to detect threats from asteroids and other near-Earth objects that could potentially put an end to life on Earth. This massive survey of the night sky was designed to look for small changes in the sky from night to night, and these changes could possibly indicate the sign of objects moving through space, objects that could potentially be hazardous to the Earth.
And how big is the survey, Chris?
Well, it clocks in at an astronomical 2 million gigabytes of data. That's about 100 times the size of Wikipedia, and it contains data on over 3 billion astronomical objects.
And has Pan-STARRS found anything potentially dangerous?
Potentially, yes. Pan-STARRS has found a new comet and tons of near-Earth asteroids. In fact, during just one night of observations, Pan-STARRS found 19 near-Earth asteroids, but luckily none of them appear to be a threat just yet.
Well, let's hope it stays that way, and thank you so much for the update, Christopher Phillips.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I am Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer.